Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
We're going to go right into this particular dream that's fresh. So if you're hearing this today on Christian Television Network, seeing it on Christian Television Network and hearing on VFN Radio, we want to make sure we give it to you now. And, of course, things will pan out. But we just want to say what God says, you know, and just pray about this. And it lines up. And you have to understand that these things are in agreement with what we've been hearing. They all line up. And it should bear witness with your spirit of what the Lord may be saying to you if you're listening to what God is saying. But understand, too, this is in the context of a 24-hour prayer watch, because every Monday what we do, and I encourage you to participate. You can even join if you want to find out more about it at VFNDreamCenter.org, but or IHOP Kansas City or North Carolina, wherever you are in the nation. And this all happened when at the crack of midnight we began a 24-hour watch, as the first watch that goes from 12 to 3 and the second watch that goes from 3 to 6. And this particular dream happened in the second watch. So it happened today in the second watch. And I just wanted you to be able to hear it. And it's someone whose life we know and who loves the Lord. And God is moving mightily in his life and his family's life. And his name is Derek Rice. And he's part of the VFN Dream Center as well. And so... suddenly, and he puts this in the context if you had heard earlier before the Boston Marathon bombings, that God had given me a vision 5 days or 10 days before, mm-hmm. something like that, and I didn't know it, but you know, I was just woken, just shooken by this vision, this sudden day vision, and it was an explosion, and it shifted the nation as we know it that day, and it shifted us from Texas to Pensacola. Where God began to speak. And so, and he describes this explosion that I'm about to talk to you about. He says, it woke me out of a sleep just like that, did you, when he's talking about it. And this is what he writes, and I'm going to go ahead and read it to you. I'll do my best here to read it to you. He says, this is a dream just this morning. He says, we have another dream coming to you in the next part. You got to catch it. It's an amazing 4-series dream, and to a 12-year-old young man that he's going to be able to share it with you. But this is now. He says, this is the dream. We are ready for this bomb to drop. Explanation mark. We're ready for this bomb to drop. There was a Colosseum, almost looked like an Olympic-type style stadium. It was very dark and intimate, but not scary. The Colosseum was filled with Asian people, teens and adults. Not many of mixture of people, just Asians. One group of whites was there, a few specks of different races, but mainly Asians and a group of white Americans. Prayers and passionate petitions were filling the Colosseum with so much prayer that this whole prayer just turned into like a big ball, and it shot up in the air. So imagine this, you know, almost like Revelation 5:8. And you're praying in this big prayer. And I'm saying this bears witness with this for so many different reasons. One is that right now the church in Asia is praying that America gets humbled so that we won't lose America. Remember, we have that on. We play it often for you. And because they don't want America to be lost.
Right.
But the only hope for America is to be humbled.
Mm-hmm.
And so you have this Colosseum filled with predominantly Asian adults and teens. And a smattering of, you know, other races, but primarily Asian, and a small group of white Americans are there. And they're praying, and all this prayer is filling the atmosphere, and it kind of comes together, he says. And then all of a sudden, it turns into a big ball, and it's shot up in the air. It's shot up in the air.
Hmm.
Thank you, brothers and sisters, for praying for us. And then he goes on to say... And as it was coming back down, it fell predominantly on white American group amongst the prominently Asian Colosseum and exploded on them. And I heard a voice saying, "We are ready for this bomb to drop." I mean, think about that. I mean, I just can't explain to you enough about, this is exactly what the Lord's been saying to me. This is right in line with what the Lord's saying to me. Understand, consider hardship as discipline. God's treating you as a son. God's not writing us off. He wants to write us in. He wants this nation to get back to his original intent. I think it's going to go to its original intent. I think we're going to get there, but we might be limping a little bit when we get there. I mean, God has a way of getting us back. I mean, the future is very good, but the process might be really tough. And I know it's reportedly that they've been praying for us that we would be humbled so that God can save this nation.
That's right.
Because the church has to be humble. We're too proud. We're too prideful, you know. And think about it. You know, we'll be talking about hopefully this week, you know, who is your God? I know who you say your God is, but who is your God? That's who you put first. And we'll be talking about that this week because you need to make sure you're not just saying it, but you actually have God as your God. That's very, very important. And then he said when this dream was over, he was awakened with this particular explosion. The only way he could compare it to was when I shared with him about the vision that God gave me that just, this is what happened with me when that, I was in this particular city and this explosion was so loud in this vision, I just jumped. Like, you know, it was just real to you because you're in a vision, that's what a vision is like, it's just real. And the first thing I did was look at myself to see if I was shot. I looked around me to see if there was an explosion. And 5 or 10 days later, whenever it was, that's when the Boston Marathon hit. Five or 10 days. And to him, the Lord put on his heart, this is like that.
Wow.
Which means 5 or 10 days. It could be, you know, we'll find out the exact number of days that was. Because I know there was tax day that it happened. So I don't know if it was
April the 10th.
Yeah. April the 10th. So 5 days. That's why we're putting this out now. 5 days, and I'm not saying, hey, you know, I'm just telling you that God's told us that we're watchmen on the wall. He's told us that we're to ride the wall from the storm is on one side of the wall, and you're on the other side of the wall, and we're to warn you, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
And we're warning you because if we respond, if my people who are called by my name will pray and turn from their wicked ways, then he'll just stop it. Mm-hmm. Ask Nineveh. This is true. And then he goes on to say about, he says, I think he's reading from a particular scripture. That's what the Lord told him afterwards. He says, we are not up against the time, but the time is being fulfilled. We must fill ourselves with the spirit of prayer. Prayer must be made to usher in his coming. Jesus is coming. I am the Lord. Every knee shall bow and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Repent and believe the gospel and be filled with the Holy Ghost. For I come quickly. And my reward is with me, judging every man according to his deeds, thoughts, and hearts. Be zealous and repent, for I am coming quickly. No one can come to the Father except through me, this Jesus. I am warning you, the end days are near. Humble yourself and pray, and you shall be saved. If you believe, if you only believe, and teach to believe in me, I love you all. That's what he's saying. Mm-hmm. But what's pretty interesting about this is that when the bomb came back down, and this is a dream for all those that are listening and watching, it came only on those who weren't God's, you know, possessive. They weren't God's folks. And those who weren't praying. So just being a Christian didn't do it. Are you praying? Listen, God wants you to talk to him. If you haven't begun an abiding relationship with Jesus Christ, you can. Go to iabide.org. We have a free plan waiting for you. It's time to get serious and begin to pray. We have so many things to unfold to you in that particular area. We ourselves pray for 24 hours on a Monday for about 5 years now. Mm-hmm. And things that you're seeing and hearing was birthed out of, as we talked about just recently. But we're believing God for a full 7 days. But listen, we're called to talk to God. We're called to pray. That's what we're called to do. He says, my house will be called a house of prayer. And by the way, you are the house of God. It's not the building up the street that you're paying a mortgage on that you call the church. You're the church. Know ye not that you're the temple of God? So it's you that's supposed to pray. And what we've seen with the grace of God, if you follow the wisdom, you can find out more about it at vfndreamcenter.org. Understand that God can begin to mature that conversation with him and grow you. It's a powerful thing. You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends.
We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.